What do you do when your business attracts a troll? Hi, welcome to it. It's another episode of Business Mindset Mastery, and we have all been there. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a performance and mindset coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we're tackling a topic that any business owner running their business in the age of social media has to deal with. How do you deal with the trolls? How do you deal with the random, mean, cruel, ignorant comments that show up online, that dog your content, that stalk you around the internet, and do nothing but cloud your day? How do you confront a troll? Should you confront a troll? How do you manage the mood and your energy level when it sort of becomes a soul-sucking part of your business? How do you learn to live with reality that comes with running your business in social media in today's day and time? Let's dive into the listener question and I'll find you right on the other side. Here goes. Heather, I have a troll. Someone is stalking my content online and dogging me with insulting comments, rude language, and mean behavior. I keep blocking the person and deleting comments, but this keeps happening. I know enough to know to expect this and to not let it change how I show up, but I'm exhausted. Emotionally, it feels like it's defeating me. I'm tired of managing it and trying to maintain and preserve my brand from a cruel person who wants to hide in a cloud of anonymity and bring me down. I don't know what to do. I work hard to stay focused and positive, but it is starting to affect me. If this is going to keep happening, how do I learn to live with it? I think you're tackling the problem right head on. How do you learn to live with it? I hate when I answer a question with a question. That's probably the most annoying thing on the planet for people to hear. But it really is an opportunity for me to turn this question around and ask you in return, because that actually, your answer to the question is actually going to be your answer and your solution to the problem. So let me just back up a little bit and sort of explain to you what I'm thinking here. So we know, and you've sort of said it in your own question, I said it in the introduction to the discussion, that attracting trolls and the hater comments and just the mean, sort of mean-spirited comments that come in the age of putting our businesses on social media, you know, it comes with the territory. We know it's, you know, sort of par for the course. It's, you know, it's the beast that we're all going to have to learn how to live with. But here's the thing. If we are choosing to run a business and we know that it's going to affect, you know, sort of attract trolls and hater comments, who do we want to be and how do we want to move through the world in response to such just pointless ignorance and mean-spirited comments? Who do you want to be as a boss? Who do you want to be as a person? How do you want to move through the world around those things? And how do you want to manage it? Some people don't read the comment section, so they put comments online, they put it out into the universe, and then they never go back to it. People can do with it what they want. Some people try to go back and edit comments that are attached to like social media ads so that their product and service that they're putting out in the world isn't filled up with these like mean-spirited hater comments. Some people do, as you're talking about, deleting the comments and responding, you know, appropriately or as you will. But here's the thing. You have to decide for yourself as a business owner, what's your business plan going to be around this? You know, it's going to come with the course of doing business. But right now, when you're responding to every single comment or you're responding to the comments you see, you're in the reaction seat of your business and in your life. You're seeing something and you're going, oh God, I got to delete it. Oh, I have to do this. I'd like you to take a step back and say, given that I'm running a business that is currently attracting intense sort of attention from trolls, what's my plan? What's my strategy? Am I automatically deleting it? Am I commenting? Am I ignoring it? What are you going to do? And what are you hoping you're sort of really, you know, well-intentioned followers are going to do and know. One of the things that I've looked at for myself as I've responded to some of these things is I recognize that anyone who just wants to make a hateful comment, anybody who just wants to sort of piss on something to make their day a little bit easier and just not give care or caution to it, I'm not going to change their mind about anything. Engaging with them does me no good, other than maybe probably more frustration or the momentary fist bump I get to throw in the air when I like come back with a really good comeback, because I am kind of good with those clap back moments every once in a while. But what I really like to do is use those moments and opportunities to tell what I want the rest of my followers to think, the people who do know, like, and trust me, or the people I'm coming to hope that they'll know, like, and trust me. What do I want them to know about me, how I respond to these things, and about my business? I use the troll and hater comments as an opportunity to tell my well-intentioned followers, my sort of warm leads, if you will, what I want them to know and think about me. So sometimes I'll offer it and turn it into a teaching moment. Sometimes I'll try to model through my behavior what I think people should do. Sometimes I'll use it as a moment of levity and kind of get people to laugh about it. But I get in the driver's seat of it by deciding for myself, what do I want the rest of the world to know? I can't control the trolls and the haters. I can't control the negative comments, but I do have control in the narrative, in what I do next, how I respond, and how I show up. So I use those moments for that opportunity. But what you're talking about here, how do you not let it make you tired? How do you not let it bring you down, get discouraged, you know, slow you from showing up in the way that you want to and need to? That requires some mindset work. And it's a good thing you wrote into a mindset show about that, huh? And here's what I like to suggest, that one of the reasons why the troll comments, you know, really affects solopreneurs and, you know, entrepreneurs who are running their own small businesses, is because so many of us are building our businesses based on our personal brands. So when we're sort of saying, you know, Business Mindset Mastery with Heather Gray, my name is on that. Who I am, how I move through the world is on that. So when somebody makes a troll and hater comment about it, they're making it personal to me. It's going to feel personal, but it's not actually about me. It's going to feel like it's about me, but I know that the stuff that makes me, like, my core, who I really am, how I sort of show up, like, part of who I am stays private. Part of who I am is only shared with my husband, my family, my close friends. They get to know the real me. All of me. I only show up as all of me for them. So even though my business is a personal brand, when someone comes after me, when someone makes a hater comment or a troll comment, it's not really about me. It feels personal, but it's not. And you have to decide how much weight you are going to give the opinions of random strangers. And, you know, one of the things that I've said on the show before is I live and die by the quote by Brene Brown: if you are not in the arena with me getting the shit kicked out of you too, I am not interested in what you think. And I really believe that. And so when I see the haters and the trolls, my immediate automatic response is not in the arena. I don't care. You're going to have to come up with your automatic response so that you can train your brain to start turning this off. Right now, it feels personal because it's attached to your personal brand and who you are. The way you detach from that is you remind yourself that you are not your business. You are not your brand. There is more to you than what you do for work. And you want to tune into that. That the people making these comments, they don't know about you. They don't know your secret fears. They don't know your secret secret wishes and your daydreams and your rainy day account and what you're saving up for and, you know, who you wanted to be when you grew up and what your favorite childhood book was and, you know, all of that. The nuances that make you, they don't know that. They're shouting at like the Facebook version of you and the Instagram version of you. So a good way to, you know, stop it from being personal is to stop making it personal and to recognize that this is about your business, that these anonymous bullies online, they're going to find a way. You have to, as the business owner and as sort of the business strategist for your business, make a concerted effort to decide how much time this stuff's going to take up for you, how much time and energy you're going to give it, because that's the part of this that you are in control of. You can give all of yourself to it, but you have to know and own that the natural consequence of giving all of yourself to it is that you're not building your business. You're not building your brand. You're losing out on opportunities for people who genuinely want to know you, build good client consumer relationships with you from doing so. If you are giving time and attention to the people whose minds you're never going to chase, it is going to feel bad. But at some point in time, it just becomes automatic and it doesn't become personal. You know, I got my training in this in adolescent residential care because those kids can, to this day, no troll, no hater has laid down a comment as harsh as one of those teenagers can. So my feet were put to the fire. I had trial by fire to learn how to do this. But now when those comments come, they really don't really absorb. And I don't pay them any mind other than what do I want people to learn and know from this experience. And it's because I've trained my brain to only really care about the people whose opinions matter. Over time and with repetition, you can do that. I'm sorry that that means you have to hear more hater comments and that this is a part of your reality, but I really do think if you get in the driver's seat of this conversation, if you use it as an opportunity to decide what your business plan and strategy is around this behavior, that'll clue you into boss mode, and then you'll be able to take more decisive action from there because you'll be removing the personal. The next thing I want you to do, just as a coping strategy with some of this, is when I know that there's something that's simply taking my energy, whether or not it should, whether or not, it's worthwhile, for whatever reason, sometimes things just store up. They make us tired. They make us frustrated. We get, we vent it. You know, I would come up with a way to emotionally dump this out. Sometimes it's about ripping up paper, and you imagine every time you rip up paper, you're ripping up the hater comment. You are, doodling till sort of scribbling on paper really hard and imagining yourself scribbling over the face of the hater. But something that takes the energy that you have building inside of you and gets it external from you. Sometimes I'm a huge fan of being in the car with the radio on super loud and the windows up and just screaming as loud as possible to just get it out. I've also been known to toss pillows from time to time. I used to teach teenagers to do that, to just throw a pillow at a wall because it doesn't hurt the wall. It usually doesn't hurt the pillow, and it just gets that energy and frustration out. Sometimes just pounding and stomping up a flight of stairs can really help, but you have energy. It's lying dormant inside you and it's building up. If you give yourself a way to release it, that's another way you probably can find some peace, and it'll take the steam out of the pressure cooker that seems to be building up inside of you. I know it's really easy not to take this personally, so hopefully here in this episode, I've offered you some tools and strategies for specifically how you can stop doing that. It does come with the territory, but it's your choice whether or not it consumes you. Thanks so much for reaching out to me today. I really had enjoyed the opportunity to tackle this question for you. Hopefully you have a good takeaway from it. Anybody else who wants my 2 cents on your life or business, you can always find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.